When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. If you're looking for family fun, join NU at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at NUSports.com. Well, the Kyle Fuller question for the Bears has been answered. Well, for the most part, the cornerback will remain on injured reserve for the rest of the season following knee surgery, but there were questions about whether or not or what his willingness was to return to the team. Coach John Fox was asked if the CB was emotionally ready to come back.
That's probably a better question for him, but, you know, we just evaluate guys on the field. And we do it every day.
Fox saying that it just didn't make sense for them to bring him back and open up that roster spot. Also, for Kevin White, the receiver for the Bears, he is not coming back either. That we knew, though. He'll stay on injured reserve for the rest of the year. And what we did not know is that he was never really going to come back. That, according to John Fox today, saying that he is not medically cleared to return. For the Blackhawks, about to return is Corey Crawford. He has been brought back from the injured list, so it's possible he will play on Friday. At least that is the date they are hoping to get him out there, as the Hawks will be back out against Colorado on that night. He has been on the ice practicing with the Hawks. He is coming back from an appendectomy. Meanwhile, Marian Hossa is questionable. He has an upper body injury. So the Bulls, having just beaten the Detroit Pistons, ending a three-game losing streak, they're going to play again tonight. They will take on the Washington Wizards at the United Center. Cleveland Cavaliers guard J.R. Smith is out for the next 4 to 6 weeks. He's having surgery on his thumb. And in baseball locally, the White Sox have outrighted reliever Matt Perk. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And the Scores Holiday broadcast is brought to you by Lover's Lane. Play together this Christmas with gifts from Lover's Lane. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Up the 45, first and 10. The handoff to Lawrence. Well, nice cut outside by Phillips, who breaks a tackle, breaks another. Phillips on the run, inside the 40, inside the 30. And all the way to the Atlanta Falcons 17-yard line. A knock out of bounds by Darnell Walker with a run of 38 yards, and that is a season high for the Rams and their rookie running back Phillips.
And this is straight ahead running, and he does the cutback. They're not pulling. They're leading everything up to Gerald Moore, the fullback, to make the lead block and then let the tailback cut. Look at that. Look at him bounce some people around.
And Lawrence Phillips darts up the middle for the touchdown.
That was full. There's a smile on the coach's face. I've been waiting for Brooks to smile. That'll make you smile. And that's full speed running by Lawrence Phillips.
Boers and Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And at 3:02, that's going to be the topic on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, because there's something terrific. If you have showtime, you'll want to see it.
Boy, it was good hearing Jerry Glanville there with our guy, vintage Kevin Harlan from 1996. So we go back out to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Our next guest can be followed on Twitter at LarsAnderson71. Senior writer at Bleacher Report, a 20-year veteran of Sports Illustrated, a best-selling author as well. He is with us on The Score. Hello, Lars.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. How do you compare writing this as to the other stuff you've written in your life, or have you done this before?
I haven't. It's a completely new art form for me, and I took all of my cues from Armand Katayan, 60 Minutes correspondent, who used to be a colleague of mine at Sports Illustrated. Armand's a longtime friend, and he was instrumental in bringing me on board, and just in terms of the writing, Armand and I just did a lot of back and forth, playing off each other and just trying to, you know, get the script as tight as possible.
I've spoken to documentarians before, and one of my favorite things to ask, because it always brings out something somewhat unexpected, is how you changed relative to the subject from start of the project to the end of the project, and now amid sensational critical reception, that it's not just necessarily facts and not necessarily what you learned, but what, when you began this, going in, and even with all the research, what did the process of making it do to your feelings about it?
Well, as you mentioned, I write books as well, and I had every intention of turning this into a book, and knowing that we interviewed, I think, about 28 people, which is a lot for a documentary, and I think all 28 even made it in, but probably 95% of our interviews ended up on the cutting room floor, which meant I was going to have all sorts of fertile information for a book that I could throw in there and sort of take the documentary onto a whole nother level. But about midway through it, I had a long conversation with Armin and Ross Greenberg, who's the executive producer on this, a longtime head of HBO Sports.
Who I really big in the business, yeah.
Yes. And I told these guys, I can't spend any more time with Lawrence in my head because it's just too dark. And I just, couldn't devote another 2 years, to putting a book together. And I didn't anticipate it going that way. You know, I knew all the sort of the surface story, but what I didn't know was just sort of, the level of, abuse that he subjected the women in his life to. And, you know, it really when it got at the very end, it was essentially torture. And I just couldn't do that. And I'm somebody who has a young kid, and I need some more light in my life, not that much darkness.
Wow. Now, did you ever gain a sufficient empathy? Did you want to? Is it the kind of thing where you say the darkness in your head, does it get reconciled when there's some understanding of what goes into someone becoming like this? I guess the process of seeing how somebody could grow into something this dark, does it make it better or worse?
No, absolutely. You have to have empathy to do something like this and to, you know, to spend so much time with Lawrence. And my relationship with Lawrence stretches back 25 years, 20 years. The first cover story I wrote at Sports Illustrated in the spring of 95 was on Lawrence, and wrote about him extensively throughout his career. I did a book on NFL Europe and caught up with Lawrence when he's over in Barcelona. And so I always have empathy, always had empathy for Lawrence, but I always, and that's what we try to do in the film. Like, it's just, we wanted to shatter the perception that people have of Lawrence, and that he's just this thug who threw his life away and made all these terrible decisions, had no discipline. But, you know, with most everything in life, there's sort of another side to the story. And we wanted to shatter that perception by making, in this instance, the viewer feel empathy for Lawrence by not just documenting what happened in his life, but try to explain why he became who he became. And to answer the question of why, we dug deep into his childhood and visited the horrors that he was subjected to as a kid. The absolute terrible abuse he suffered at the hands of his mom's boyfriend, the fact that he ran away from home in fifth grade, he missed the entire sixth grade year, was homeless, sleeping in cars, sleeping in basements of friends, eventually becomes a ward of a state, ward of the state of California, goes to this place called McLaren Hall, which is straight out of a Dickensian nightmare, which got shut down a few years later because of rampant sexual abuse, and just bounced around from group home to group home. And we're in no way saying that Lawrence shouldn't be held accountable for his actions. Of course he should be. But I think you need to know the whole sort of sprawling story of his childhood to have an understanding of why Lawrence again, had this predilection of violence toward women, and it usually manifested when he would be in a stressful situation with a woman that normally involved rejection, and then again that rejection and that feeling of stress that he would feel in that moment would come out in this lightning fast of violence, horrific violence. And it was almost as if he couldn't contain it. And, you know, we have a lawyer in the, a prosecutor in the film saying that Lawrence just, he had a violent impulse against women. And it doesn't take a pop psychologist, you know, you can play pop psychologist and say, you know, it stems from the fact that he was abandoned by his mom. He never really had a woman in his life who cared for him when he was a young kid. And even in larger scope, that he fundamentally just was never loved as a child. And to me, that's the number one takeaway from this. Like, you know, after I saw the film for the first time from start to finish, I just sort of had chills because it just, you know, it affects you. And even though I wrote it, it affects me. And I just wanted to go and hug my kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not aware of that school. We were on the air when that was all happening, and we pounded the living bejesus out of Lawrence Phillips. And Lars, I did not know any of that existed early on in this child. I did not know any of that. So no, I think you guys, that's what I wanted to get to. Just the balance you guys found with this, and if you wanted to understand him, not forgive him, not necessarily, but if you really wanted to understand that, it was really a job well done about that, because I didn't know those places existed to that point. You know, the way he was put in as a kid.
We went deep into it, and then you have the other side of Lawrence, he was a once in a generation running back. I went down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I sat down with Nick Saban. I've gotten to know Nick really well over the last few years, and I was just trying to make small talk with him as he's trying to get mic'd up, and Nick was just having none of it. And I was like, oh, this is one of these days where you don't want to cross paths with Nick. But man, the lights come on and the cameras start rolling, and Nick starts talking about Lawrence, and he just lights up because of the immense talent that Lawrence had. And Nick was the coach of Michigan State. Lawrence comes in, and Nebraska comes in to East Lansing. Lawrence runs for over 200 yards, 4 touchdowns. Nebraska wins 50-10. It's the worst loss of Nick's career to this day. And he just raved about what a special runner Lawrence was, compared him to Eric Dickerson, heard others compare him to Gale Sayers. He never realized that potential, obviously, in the pros, but man, he just saw glimpses of it at Nebraska before he beat up Kate McEwen, who was his girlfriend, his kind of ex-girlfriend. They had a real stormy relationship. Tom Osborne asked him to quit seeing each other. And then it was right after that Michigan State game, only about 6 hours, Lawrence gets called in the middle of the night. It was one of Kate's rivals, and she informed Lawrence that Kate was in the apartment of Scott Frost, who would go on to lead Nebraska to a national championship. Scott was sitting out that year as a transfer quarterback from Stanford, and Lawrence went over there. When we have people in the film saying Lawrence went over there with every intention of killing Scott Frost that night, Scott locked himself in a bathroom, so he went after Kate. And it didn't end well. Lawrence eventually ran away when the cops were coming, but that was really the first just violent act. And Lawrence ended up getting suspended for 6 games. You know, now if that had happened, of course, it wouldn't have been in Tom Osborne's hands of what the punishment would be. It'd be in the hands of the administration. But and now, of course, Lawrence surely wouldn't have been back that year. But again, and then Osborne made this the controversial decision at the time, still a part of his legacy, to keep Lawrence on the team.
Was football, in your eyes, a net positive for Lawrence Phillips or a net negative, in that because it gave him so many other chances, because it enabled, because it surrounded him with people who were invested in
his talents?
Did football end up endangering women because of what it did to facilitate him, to keep him going? Is it the kind of thing that had he not been great at football, maybe he would have been removed from civil society sooner?
That's a what if question. I don't think he would. Without football, he certainly wouldn't have made it out of Los Angeles. He wouldn't have made it out of West Covina. And he would have been swallowed whole before probably he was 21. So football did give him the chance at escaping that. He did see, was forced to go to counseling, after the Kate McEwen incident. He went to the famed Menninger Clinic in, Kansas, and, they said that he didn't have a sociopathic, personality, just that he had things in his childhood that he was having trouble dealing with. And, Lawrence never came out and explicitly said he was sexually abused. But it's all signs point to that. And, I don't think he ever confided that, or he never, as far as we can tell, never had a therapist or another person in his life who he could really confide to and work through those problems and try to overcome them. And Nebraska gave him every opportunity to do that. The Rams, I know, had assigned him to go see a person, but at what point is it Lawrence's responsibility to make sure that he goes and hits those appointments? I think Lawrence went once when he was with the Rams, and then he quit going, and then there just wasn't the oversight there. There's a change in coaching staff, and again, there comes a point when there's personal responsibility comes into it, and Lawrence just didn't have the discipline to get the help he needed.
I'm glad you touched on the final parts of the film, because it was clear that, today it would never happen. There would be no question. You wouldn't have seen him in that Orange Bowl. This wouldn't have happened today, because sometimes we debate, Lars, that's good or bad, that everybody gets involved in every damn thing, whether they know everything or don't know everything or what, but people are involved. But when I sat and thought about it after watching the thing, and the thing definitely makes you think, it's a must-watch, I thought about, in this case, they certainly would have been right, and Tom Osborne suffered for it. I mean, he got pounded by many and really kind of tarnished the reputation. He took a lifetime to build, but by the same token, he was the guy who was impatient to finally win one, right? I mean, it was about time. Oh, Tom, have you won a national title yet? Not really, but I mean, his impatience to get this thing done. But you're right, absolutely right on the head. In today's climate, when we see what happens to Art Briles and everybody else in this and the players, we would never seen Lawrence Phillips after that.
It's a tough call. I mean, I will say when the Kate McEwen thing happened, that was a year after they'd won their first national title. Mm-hmm. So they were going for their second national title. Tom had one already. And the backup, Lawrence's backup, who already was flashing that
year,
was Amon Green.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Amon Green wasn't too bad.
No.
And, and they all felt that the players, the coaches, they felt they didn't need Lawrence. But what Tom was hearing from professionals, psychologists and psychiatrists, was that Lawrence needed to be in a structured environment. And Lawrence, there was a long history of adult males especially leaving him. When the going got tough, they would cast Lawrence to the curb. And so as a football coach, as someone who Lawrence looks up to, not necessarily as a surrogate father figure, but looks up to with admiration, and Tom knows his background, what is he supposed to do? The easy thing to me, I think, the easy thing would have been for Tom just to kick him out of the program.
Yep.
But what is that going to do to Lawrence the person? And I do believe that Tom had Lawrence as he was trying to help. And look, I went to Lawrence's funeral with Tom. I flew out, I picked up Tom. I was with Ben Kingston, a former Nebraska player who's in the film. Ben and I picked up Tom and George Darlington, who recruited Lawrence to Nebraska, another coach, picked them up at the Ontario airport out in California. And we talked about all of this. And if Tom said if he had to do it over again, he wouldn't change it. Even though he absolutely was crucified in the national media, and even though, you're right, his legacy has certainly been tarnished by it, but Tom felt he was doing what was best for Lawrence. And, right or wrong, you have to admire a guy who's still, all these years later, is sticking to his guns on that.
Yeah, the problem I have with that is at some point your responsibility, even though you're his coach and even though he's had a rough life, but you have a larger responsibility, especially on a college campus, let alone just to a community or society, however you want to debate it. But somebody who is at least nominally still an educator, hey, you have a responsibility to your university community to not endanger students, women, whoever it may be. And it's, you know, it sounds great that, yeah, he knew that he needed structure in his life and all that. Well, you know, at some point, I don't care about the structure in his life as much as I care about the immediate safety of others on campus.
You're right. I mean, there's two sides to this. I mean, I don't dispute you at all whatsoever. But if you go back, I mean, Lawrence didn't hurt anybody else after the Kate McEwen thing. He was ordered to stay away from her. He did. He never, you know, that was never another issue at Nebraska, right. For what it's worth. But, and again, I certainly see your point. I'm sure Tom would acknowledge your point if he was on this phone call with us as well. But I put a lot of thought into this. I've known Tom Osborne a long time. I personally think he did the right thing. A lot of other people disagree, but it's just that's the good thing about this film. It definitely makes you think, and you know,
it does that. Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, and also I think it's stimulating a discussion, or at least I hope it does, and we hope it does. The team of people I did this with. It's going to stimulate a discussion about how we treat our young kids who are abandoned and who need families, and what do we do with the kids who have no voices, and how do we treat them, and also more importantly, just the importance of all parents out there to love their children.
Lars, it was a terrific job, a great piece of work, and hopefully there'll be more on the way. Are you going to do more? You got any offers out there?
We're looking into a few things. Armin and I are talking about a couple different projects.
Good, my friend. We really appreciate your time today and a job well done.
All right, thank you.
That is Lars Anderson, documentarian, author.
One of the best things I've ever seen.
And you can find his work, as I mentioned, on Bleacher Report at LarsAnderson71. Second half coming up in just a few minutes on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Happy anniversary to Nick Saban. It was 10 years ago today that he uttered these famous words.
I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. I shouldn't even have to comment on this. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
It seems like just yesterday that he was telling everybody that he was not going to be the Alabama coach. And then sure enough, he became the Alabama coach. And what a run it's been. Dynasty, juggernaut, call it what you want, just don't get it twisted, because it's not like they tossed him the keys and all he had to do was drive this Lambo. They were a busted up Fiero on blocks when he got that thing. Jolly St. Nick came and changed everything. 10 seasons, 4 national titles, and a great shot at number 5 in only a few weeks. Not bad for a guy who wasn't going to be the Alabama coach. I know he won't be celebrating today because nobody does more winning and less celebrating than Saban. But maybe, just maybe, Nick, you treat yourself to an extra Little Debbie today. My man, you have earned it. I'm Jim Rome.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... Or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $32.50 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
50.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You can. And you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. They're the best. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling. Invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. And you know this. You don't have to wrap this thing. It comes in a beautiful free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery, of course, is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you. Love you.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Tracks, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations. 1-877
cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, we'll have the second half in a couple moments here on Gores and Bernstein. There's a lot of things. I'm trying to cull through them, see what I want to get to. There's so much stuff today.
I have two that I want to get to, and it's two knuckleheads.
Two knuckleheads.
One knucklehead who I've always tried to see past his knuckleheadedness.
Football knucklehead?
Well, no, there's a basketball knucklehead and a football knucklehead. The basketball knucklehead, I've always tried to see past it. The football knucklehead, you just cannot because he's just irretrievable.
Okay.
So I have stories on both of them, with both in the news. So we will get to that. Right now, I'm going to give you something. How about this? If you're caller number six to the contest line, you win a spot for you and three guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast tomorrow. Winners receive an incredible breakfast buffet, soft drinks, the chance to win great prizes, brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. We will be part of the festivities tomorrow. The final Boers and Bernstein show. We should mention, some people were confused, that on January 5th, there is going to be a show that Terry is going to be on. It's not going to be the Boers and Bernstein show.
No.
It's going to be a radio show on in the afternoon that is completely differently formatted, that is going to be the big bash, the big farewell to Terry, that is different than what tomorrow is going to be. Tomorrow is going to be
much different.
The final edition of this radio show. That's all. So we're looking forward to having a fun time. And I think if from what I understand, you know, I don't usually ask too many questions about stuff like this, but I guess Chris Tannehill has put together all kinds of audio treats for us.
Oh, I'm sure
there are going to be things and bits of sound, things to be revisited. And I don't know what it's going to be, because I know when a Batacola says, hey, I need you to break on time every time tomorrow, that he's serious about it.
Yeah.
It means, and I just say, yes, I will. I promise. Because that's usually a sign that there's something something afoot that is going to be entertaining for all concerned.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I think things have happened in 17 years. I'm pretty sure most of them I'll probably even remember if I'm lucky tomorrow. But anyway, that's right. That's our last show. And then the one on the 5th will be little bit of a lot of stroll down memory lane with a ton of guests. I will have a guest just about every moment of the 5 hours.
Every moment of the 5 hours?
Just about, yeah. Every time, every little bit of airtime will probably be filled with guests. We're doing sports top and bottom with the updates and so forth. But other than that, I don't think anything sports.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much about the 5th. I'll take the 5th on the 5th.
Look at you.
But at this particular point, I'll say 25 plus
guests.
Correct.
Yowza.
Going back to 1992.
Well, it's going to be, it is going to be a can't miss radio. Absolutely.
Yeah. So just as you explained it, Dan, perfectly. So tomorrow is the final version of Boers and Bernstein ever.
Yes.
January 5th is Terry's farewell to radio, 25 years.
And then I actually found out, and I know I'm probably speaking out of turn here, but I found out what Terry is doing after that he has, and he does. He's too, you know, modest to really to talk about this. And I don't know if he even wanted it out there, but the fact is that he has signed a multi-year deal to work for Dog TV.
Yes, I'm searching out streams as we speak. Right, he's a dog
consultant. They've realized now that when you leave,
he's a test dog.
When you leave for the day and you leave Dog TV on to entertain your dog, sure they show hazy pictures of a distant fire hydrant, or maybe they show like the rabbits frolicking to make the dog all happy. But no, one of the options during the Dog TV day is just going to be Terry making odd noises. He's sitting in, they got Fraser Thomas's chair, his Family Classics chair.
Oh, I'd like that.
They've got that out of retirement, and Terry's going to sit there and just go, because apparently dogs with their ability to hear different frequencies, just they love it. They can't get enough of it, and they can also distinguish specific coded messages being sent by Terry to the dogs via Dog TV. So we're looking forward to that. And by the way, we also want to make sure we thank all of our sponsors tomorrow at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. That this big day tomorrow is brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Windy City Suites, Arango Cigar, and Bolingbrook Golf Club.
Wow.
We've got a daily update on the Bears and then the second half.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Punta Cana with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players this spring. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
We're going to go ahead and revert Kyle Fuller back to the IR list.
Bears coach John Fox making it official. 2014 first-round pick Kyle Fuller's season is over.
You know, in this case, we just didn't deem him our best option for a roster spot to move to the active roster right now.
Fuller says he just isn't ready for action.
I still have pain in my knee, just from this whole process, so just have to get that right and, I'll be good to go from there.
And as for defensive coordinator Vic Fangio saying Fuller wasn't chomping at the bit to come back.
Yeah, that's definitely not true. I think I've, been communicating with the team and, just letting them know how much I want to be back, showing them working, trying to get back. But I think it really just came down to, not quite being ready to go out there and play. I think that's all it was.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern.
Why aren't you going? Go.
This is your music.
Come on, we got the second half. Let's go.
Come on, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin anything for you. Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Chris Ryan.
Come on, Box. Let's go. We got a schedule.
Are you looking for family fun this winter? Join NU at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family.
Come on.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
NUSports.com.
John Williams.
This is not John Williams. It's not his orchestra performing it.
He doesn't have an orchestra.
Well, he had to.
The John Williams singers.
Well, how do you think he... Will you shut up, Dan? How do you think he...
He's a composer.
Well, yes, but when they were...
Was it the London Philharmonic?
I don't know.
Wait, screw you, London Philharmonic. I'm putting together the John Williams Orchestra.
Also our former intern, Philharmonic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Terry, please. Oh,
come on now.
Come on.
No, not you, him. Start the thing. Go.
Me? It's my fault?
Yes.
This is my fault?
We're blaming
these
you
guys
completely.
Are screwing around?
Yes, Corey, you.
Hey, Corey Crawford's hoping to be back for the Blackhawks Friday when they face Colorado, but Marian Hossa is questionable with an upper body injury. This is not funny to anybody but me. The Bulls are playing tonight.
But why? The Imperial March played on recorder isn't...
What is that, a piccolo?
I think it's a recorder. Right?
A piccolo. It's a recorder.
It's not like a flute.
It's a recorder, dumbass.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The best versions of any songs ever are made on recorder.
And mellophone, too. That's the one from Jurassic Park, right?
Terry, what's your favorite instrument?
Also, the John Williams Orchestra did the theme for Jurassic Park.
Tonight at the Holiday Inn comes to the John Williams Orchestra.
Well, he had to have an orchestra to perform the damn song.
It's not his. He's
I like the guitar.
But he wrote it. He's a composer and conductor.
Yes, so he conducted it. Not when they recorded the music, conducted in front of an orchestra?
The London Philharmonic.
You are so dumb. You are the dumbest person here, by far. Adrian Peterson, it's not sure whether he's going to play against Green Bay on Sunday, though he wants to. He did not practice for the Vikings today. And the annual Bragging Rights game tonight in St. Louis, it is the Illini against Missouri. We've got the broadcast at 5:30. Join Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the glass with Scott Darling tonight, 7 to 8:30, Bub City in Chicago. Come get an autograph from Scott. And maybe even Jay. Get the inside scoop on the team. Meet the Bud Light Ice Crew. Enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one, two right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines, but not for you. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
With Armin Katayan behind the Lawrence Phillips documentary that is receiving critical
it's unbelievably good, yeah. All right, in a never-ending parade of NBA coaches gone wild, let me add another to the list. Memphis Grizzlies head coach David Fizdale expressed disappointment with the team's leadership after a squad blew a 17-point lead on Tuesday. The Grizz were up 63-46 through the third quarter against the Celtics, but they lost in overtime, 112-109. It was the team's third straight loss, which left Fizdale pointing the finger at his team's leader. Right now, and this is Fizdale, right now I'm really down on our leadership. Our huddles are like tombs. Nobody wants to step up. To which Marc Gasol was asked about those comments. He kind of said none. And then when they pressed him again, he turned around and screamed into the camera, none! That's the safest bet, by the way. You're right, Gasol. That's what you do.
Boy, I don't know what's going on with Boogie Cousins, but it's not good. This looks like complete meltdown for a guy who can really play basketball. And it's a guy that I had urged the Bulls to deal for just because he can really play basketball. And first, you had him going after a columnist from the Sacramento Bee and screaming at him because the guy from the Bee dared to write about Cousins' involvement with, in the story with the Matt Barnes and a New York City nightclub, etc. There was a lot going on. He went all crazy on him. And then he went off on the court. His mouth guard came out of his mouth, and they said he threw it, and they said he didn't throw it.
No,
but he's screaming at the Portland bench and waving his arms and pulling his shirt off and just acting like an ass.
Yeah, he was screaming at Lillard, I believe.
And you know, Myers Leonard is even talking about it.
That's exactly who it was. Myers Leonard he was mad at because of something under the basket. There's something that happened earlier, and he was on his ass. That's right. He went over there, and it because the referees thought he threw it at him.
Right, but it just popped out of his mouth,
yeah.
Even though he was actually taunting.
So yes, he was.
This is all gone on in the better span of a week, but you should have traded him when you could. Because even if the guy is scoring 50 points, even if he's great, I think this is probably enough that he has so diminished his market value with some of this stuff. As good as he is, as young as he is, and as normal as he seems when he's not sort of over-aroused in doing this.
It seems that way.
He can be completely normal, but I think you already know you're not going to get value on the dollar for him when you make a trade.
Did you happen to catch a replay of the end of the Iowa-North Dakota game last night?
No.
Okay. Well, to explain it, Iowa was up 11 points. They rebounded the ball with about 3 or 4 seconds left. A North Dakota player was standing there. He sort of turned on me. He took the ball and just kind of shot it up at the basket. Just, you know, as time was running out. Which I in my basketball world, I've seen a lot of things. That's harmless.
Right.
Not to Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who ordered his team not to shake hands, get off the court, don't go near them. Don't go near the bench, don't go near the coach. I'm not going near them, and neither are you. So what you usually see after a college basketball game is whatever, handshakes, none.
Right?
None. And that's what he was mad at. I have never heard of that. The kid steals the ball, he just throws it up the basket. So? Would that make you mad?
The only time I know in hockey that's a no-no. That you never I didn't know it was a basketball thing. I've never seen it as a basketball thing.
I was not aware of this.
In hockey, when there is you never take like a little idle sort of half shot ever. You don't put it on unless time is in, the game is going on, and you are trying to score a goal or throw it at the net. You do not do it ever. That's taken as a huge affront.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd never seen it be an issue in basketball.
But he was really angry to the point where you don't talk to them. I'm not talking to this coach. We're getting off the court. Forget about it. Don't get it. I've never seen that before.
Apparently, that was just the capper, though, that he had swatted the ball out of somebody's hands.
He did.
There was a technical. It wasn't in a vacuum. That was like the third thing that happened. So it probably wasn't just the fact that he took a shot. It's probably all the other stuff.
No, all of it, but so what?
Vontaze Burfict, we know, has a problem.
Oh, God. Yes, he does.
And Ben Roethlisberger isn't afraid to say so. He also has a problem. But this would be, this is something new that I haven't seen before. We've seen chippy teams jaw at each other.
And those two are very chippy when they play.
Sure, and they were, and he headbutted him and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Roethlisberger is now saying that he has spoken with multiple players on the Bengals who just can't stand the way Burfict acts on the field. This is from CBSSports.com. Said, I don't know what Marvin Lewis is able and capable of doing. Maybe he's tried, maybe he hasn't. I don't really know. I can't speak for what they do over there. And this is when it's different. I know some of their players. They just can't stand it. And I know if he was on our team, we'd have to have a talk. That goes beyond just, I don't like this guy on the other team. I don't like his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the territory now of I know his teammates don't like it.
Right.
So that takes on something different when an opposing quarterback is calling out another guy by invoking the feelings of that guy's teammates. It's at another level.
That's second half. We do it every damn day. Well, when it's not a Bears one.
And that's it. That is the last second half.
That's the last one.
If you have enjoyed the second half, there may be segments like it. You know, it was never as good as High Noon.
We never could reach those standards.
Never. In all the time that it took with making the second half into the second half, it was never,
biggest
ever.
Biggest radio disappointment.
Never as good as High Noon. Because we're not going to be doing it tomorrow. So that was your last chance. Zach Zaidman next on The Score.
Just a great second half.
It's all over.
Tomorrow, cap off the Scores Holiday Show with the final Boers and Bernstein show ever. Yep, after 17-plus years of Chicago sports talk together, Boers and Bernstein dedicate their final show to you.
I'm mad! I'm angry!
Be there live from 1 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to see this historic show in person.
Hi, Cracky.
Don't miss the final Boers and Bernstein show ever.
Who cares?
On Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Winter is coming. Escape to a tropical paradise, to something different, something better. The five-time award-winning Marival Hotels in Nuevo Vallarta. Fly nonstop. Extraordinary accommodations, superb dining and drinks, endless features, all included. Book by December 31st and save up to 45% with an instant Ticket to Paradise special. Get yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Make yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Nothing compares. See for yourself.
Make your next golf outing one to remember by hosting it at one of Chicago's premier golf facilities, Bolingbrook Golf Club. This five-star layout has it all. Elevated tees, rolling fairways, incredible greens, and seven lakes. The driving range and golf academy are award-winning. Hurry, prime 2017 dates still available, but filling fast. Is a wedding in your future? Bolingbrook Golf Club is the perfect setting for the big day. From 8 to 800, your guests will be impressed. For more information on outings or weddings, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. That's bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like cold. Or Florida's winter, which sounds like
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai holiday sales event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $3,250 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations. 1-877
cards for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. donate your card today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So, if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's Zach with Mark Pressman.
What stands out to you in that first half?
What is what, Zach?
348 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman's on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. As I see on Twitter from your reports and others, Zach, that Kyle Fuller had something to say.
Yeah, his season is over. First, here's his head coach, John Fox.
You know, anytime a guy gets injured, it's disappointing. It's nobody's fault. I think, in this case, we just didn't deem him, our best option for a roster spot to move to the active roster right now.
That is a big statement for a guy who was a first-round pick in 2014. He was actually the highest pick Phil Emery ever made as general manager of the Bears, higher than Shea McClellan, who was criticized roundly throughout his Bears career. Could make a case that, you know, Fuller has had more issues than McClellan ever did when he was here with the Bears. So Fuller remains on IR for the rest of the season, and here is why, according to Kyle Fuller.
I still have pain in my knee, you know, just from this whole process, so just have to get that right and, you know, I'll be good to go from there.
In the preseason, they said when you went for the surgery, they called it a scope. Was it a scope? Did you anticipate it getting to this level where you'd miss the season?
No, I definitely didn't anticipate it getting to this level, but, you know, that's out of my control. You know, you got to, you know, keep on working to get back.
Was there a complication physically?
No.
So it just never healed up?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you feel like you're in the plans next year for this team?
Yes.
Think he'll be back?
Yeah.
Vic Fangio yesterday said that he wasn't hearing from you confidence. He called it a chomping at the bit that you wanted to come back. How would you characterize what he said?
That's definitely not true. You know, I think I've, you know, been communicating with the team and, you know, just letting them know how much I want to be back. You know, showing them working, trying to get back. But I think it really just came down to, you know, not quite being ready to go out there and play. I think that's all it was.
What's your relationship with Vic Fangio?
I think, you know, we have a good relationship. There's nothing, you know, that you would make anything out of. We have a good relationship.
Obviously, when you were drafted to a different scheme, that zone scheme that the Bears were playing. Do you feel that you can be a contributor within the framework of this defense?
Yeah.
Why?
I think I'm just a... I feel like just the type of player I am, you know, I can fit in anything.
We talked about whether you think you're in the plans.
Okay.
Talk about whether you think you're in the plans next year. Do you want to be here still?
Yes.
So there you have it.
Good
Kyle
job,
Fuller.
Zach. Really, really mm-hmm. good job. That was, given that opportunity and knowing that there were some questions to be asked, you know, there was everything on my list right there. However, I'm a little surprised that if indeed his leg still hurts, that he didn't go in harder and say, listen, I'm still hurt. That's why this is happening. I am still hurt.
And nobody really feels right at this stage of the season.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And he did not answer your question about whether it was more than a scope. You know, we found it was like the Joakim Noah injury. They say, oh, yeah, it was just a scope. It's a cleanup. And it wasn't until afterward that Noah's like, yeah, well, you know what? It was a hell of a lot more than a cleanup. But we didn't know. And we didn't know until after. So I it still seems odd to me that if he really is hurt, if he really doesn't feel right, that he didn't say more forcefully, I would love to play, but I'm physically unable to.
Well, I think that's what Vic Fangio was waiting for and John Fox was waiting for. They never got that.
Now, keep in mind, he obviously was cleared for practices because that 21-day window opened up. It closed today, but that 21-day window opened up. So the medical team felt that he could go and test the thing out on a practice basis. But from that point forward, both the head coach and the defensive coordinator didn't hear or see what they needed to hear and see from Kyle Fuller. And that's why he's not here, which, again, I think goes back to the point that I was making yesterday, where I think we know that he's not the right fit for this defense, according to this coaching staff. That's been well documented. Vic Fangio has been harping on that since we had a chance to talk to him last year. And then you have the injury deal there as well. So if you don't feel 100%, and every player is different, you know, you see you see Tracy Porter go out there, and it seems as though he plays through a little bit of everything every single game that he's ever suited up as a Bear. And then, you know, there's a guy coming off a scope that isn't out there, at least that's what they said. You know, it leaves you with some questions, which is why I think Fangio said what he said yesterday, and, you know, Fox in his own way has kind of said similar things without going all in the way Fangio did. I just don't think guys want to put bad tape out there if they feel that they are not part of the future. You didn't hear that from Fuller today, but, you know, I don't know where he sees himself as part of the future based on what his defensive coordinator said yesterday, based on what his head coach has said, and based on the fact that really from the get-go they've wanted to see more and they haven't from Fuller on the field or in practices.
Yeah, we were talking about that before, Zach, even before this injury and so forth, after the, you know, the bright promise when the rookie season began. I just hadn't seen much progress by him. I just hadn't seen it. And now if you're going to do this, but, you know, Olin Cruz said, basically, I said, it's either that he just doesn't feel like, he just isn't physically, for whatever reason, just isn't physically, doesn't feel physically like he can play. I mean, even though the doctors say, go ahead.
Yeah, play at the kind of level you need to play to look good when the camera goes on. And I think that's important because, as we talked yesterday, there are evaluators on every team, and most of them will look at Kyle Fuller just based on tape only. You know, they don't care about anything else, because what do they say? The eye in the sky never lies. It doesn't give any excuses. Well, sometimes there's excuses for why guys don't play well, but that doesn't matter. And I think he wants to probably avoid not being at his best. You may not like it. I know there are a lot of old school players who probably hate hearing that, but that's the reality of the NFL today.
All right, we have to jump to nuggets and tidbits after the news of the day, if you
all
don't
right.
mind.
I will leave you with this little conversation I had with Pernell McPhee.
Is there anything positive that can come from what's happened this season?
No.
See you Saturday when the Bears play Washington at Soldier Field.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Pete Futek will talk about all that's going on in college football with us next on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Tonight, on the eighth day of Cubs miss, the Score gave to me an NLCS clinching win.
Yep, this was that Kyle Hendricks gem. And don't forget how the bats came up big against Kershaw as the Cubs advanced to the World Series.
The Cubs are going to the World Series.
Don't miss this historic game starting around 5:30 after Illinois versus Missouri on the 12 Days of Cubs Miss on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, presented by Blue Man Group. No silent.
It's here. My internet still works great with Xfinity. Doesn't matter how many devices are being used at one time, even during busy holiday time. Seems like you're always on, whether it's shopping or, you know, watching favorite Christmas movies or TV shows online. Xfinity Internet always works great. And it doesn't matter what part of the house you're in. I've heard people say that they need to be closer to their router to get good service. That's really dumb. You own the whole house. It's your internet. You should be able to use it and get great service no matter where you are in your own home. Well, if you have Xfinity Internet, you will get great, reliable service. And right now, their most popular internet speed is just $39.99 a month for 12 months. Package really is a game changer for home internet. You can also choose to triple your download speeds up to 75 megs for just $15 more per month. That's great speed. And for a limited time, you can get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com. You have to hurry, though, because this offer does end very soon, and my friends at Xfinity want to help you out with this great deal. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online and take advantage of this great offer or incredible home internet with Xfinity. Just go to Xfinity.com.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now.
So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage.